Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we have music from Justin Bieber's latest album, My World 2.0. And we answer a question about National Teacher Day in America. But first, we tell you about a program that takes millions of kids out of school for a day and into the working world. On April 22nd, some American children stayed out of school, but they were not punished. They were with their parents. As Faith Lapidus tells us, it was Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
The Ms. Foundation for Women started the program 17 years ago, in 1993. At first, it was just called Take Our Daughters to Work. Gloria Steinem and other foundation leaders pointed to studies showing that self-image suffers as girls become teenagers. They can lose trust in their abilities and intelligence, especially in areas like science, math, and technology. So the Ms. Foundation planned a day for parents in New York City to show girls all the possibilities for them in the professional world. But there was so much interest, the organizers decided to make it national. At first, girls mostly followed their mom or dad around at work to learn about their jobs. Later, employers and schools began to offer structured activities. But from the beginning, there were protests from parents and others about the exclusion of boys. So, in 2003, the day was renamed Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work. 2007 was the last year that the Ms. Foundation for Women headed the program. Now, the event is administered by a 12-person group called the Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Foundation. The event is in partnership with Mattel, the company that makes Barbie dolls. Carolyn McEwen is president of the foundation. She says a total of about 33 million children and adults are involved in the program. About one-third of the adults work at large companies or nonprofit organizations. Another third are in small businesses. The rest work in education. Carolyn McEwen says the numbers from this year's event are not final yet, but early reports suggest that participation was up at least 10% from last year. And she says the foundation is hoping to find support to expand the program internationally. She says there are lots of requests from other countries for information about how to set up similar programs.
Coming up, we hand our microphone over to some of the children who came to work with their parents at VOA. Our question this week comes from China. Li Meng wants to know about Teacher Day in America. National Teacher Day is this Tuesday. The National Education Association, the country's largest teachers' union, gives a history of the celebration on its website. It says the earliest beginnings are not clear, but around 1944, a teacher in Arkansas sent letters to political and education leaders. Mattie White Woodbridge called for a national day to honor teachers. One of the people she wrote to was Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of President Franklin Roosevelt. In 1953, the First Lady persuaded Congress to declare a National Teacher Day, but it was only for that year. There was similar action in 1980, when Congress declared March 7th of that year National Teacher Day. The National Education Association continued to observe the day in March. Then, in 1985, they moved it to the Tuesday of the first full week of May. The event was also expanded, as we learned on the United States Census Bureau website. The NEA and the National Parent Teacher Association established Teacher Appreciation Week. Next week, many parents, students, and administrators will express their appreciation through gifts, cards, flowers, or other special treats. Some schools hold contests in which students write about their favorite teachers. The essays are read at special ceremonies. A few years ago, the National Education Association asked teachers what they would most like to receive in appreciation of their efforts. Most said all they wanted was a simple thank you. So last year, students, parents, school officials, stars, politicians, athletes, and other people were urged to write thank you notes for the special teachers in their lives. The union collected the notes on a board 23 meters wide by almost 2.5 meters tall. Last week was Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day in the United States. It was a good chance for our next generation of reporters here at VOA to ask other kids about their favorite teachers.
Who's your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher is Richard Stebbins. He was a 1964 Olympic winner. He lets us wear his Olympic medal if our class does good on the test.
It's kind of fun. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
B-R-O-K-L-I-N.
What school do you go to?
Wayne Elementary.
What grade are you in?
I'm in kindergarten. Pre-K.
And who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Duke.
What makes her a great teacher?
She makes me learn letters, and she's nice to me. Okay.
Who is your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher is probably Miss Conlon, who's my main fifth grade teacher.
What do you like about her?
She's really nice, and she lets everybody go at their own pace.
Ooh, yeah.
Fever is a reaction to Justin Bieber, the 16-year-old pop singer from Canada. This week in New Zealand, crowds of girls even pushed his mother down to get near him. She was okay, but earlier in Australia, 8 people were hurt and a performance was canceled. As Mario Ritter tells us, Justin Bieber is traveling around the world to promote his new album.
My World 2.0 was released on March 23rd. Sales have been number one on Billboard magazine's Top 200 Albums chart. Here is Justin Bieber teaming with Ludacris for the song baby.
Baby, fix me. And you shake me till you wake me from this bad dream. I'm going down, 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 down. And I just can't believe my first love won't be around. And I'm like, baby, baby, baby. Oh, first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us or could ever come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really want to see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing because she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying...
Justin Bieber got his big start on YouTube. Usher discovered him. As the Rhythm and Blues star tells it, when they first met, Justin sang him an Usher song, and sang it better. My World 2.0 includes a lot of slow romantic songs, but here is one you can dance to. Somebody to Love. Justin Bieber will be performing around the United States starting next month. From My World 2.0, we leave you with That Should Be Me.
Everybody's laughing in my mind. Rumors spreading about this other guy. Do you do what you did when you did with me? Does he love you the way I can? Did you forget all the plans that you made with me? 'Cause baby, I didn't. That should be me holding your hand. That should be me making you laugh. That should be me. This is so sad. That should be me. That should be me. That should be me feeling your kiss. That should be me.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. And we had additional reporting by Special English Junior reporters Derek Sims and Daisy and Andrew Bracken. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes at VOA Learning English. You can post comments online and send us questions about American life. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in Special English.